So if the resolution in the conflict in Libya was to remove Muammar Gaddafi, it looks like that's been a resounding failure. According to Reuters, is that how you say that? Reuters? Libyan state television on Monday showed live footage of Muammar? It's kind of like saying Reuters, I don't know. Muammar Gaddafi saluting supporters from a jeep that drove outside his fortified compound of Bab El-Azili. Gee, I can't pronounce much today. In Tripoli, a written newsflash said the brother leader among his supporters, Gaddafi, briefly waved to his backers through the roof of the vehicle as bodyguards tried to prevent his supporters from mobbing him. His appearance came as one of his envoys, or envoys, however you want to say that's kind of Canadian thing, tomato, tomato, shuttled around southern Europe in an effort to convince international communities to stop fighting with the Libyans. I don't know. Maybe it's like Saddam Hussein and there's some body doubles and Gaddafi is actually living on a tropical island somewhere and sucking back a tropical drink while a body double is driving around in a jeep in Libya. No matter what, this whole Libyan controversy, this whole Libyan adventure, if you want to call it that, has been a failure in my opinion. The coalition forces have done some bombing, but I don't think it's done much. Did you see Geraldo jumping around in the sand the other day getting shot at? He's never one to shy away from a conflict. And even he said, even Geraldo said, Jerry Rivers, you know him, that if the rebels are armed by the UN or the Americans or whatever, it'd be a monumental disaster because they haven't got a clue what they're doing. So it looks like Obama's war has been a big-time failure, and like Donald Trump would say, as far as this goes, they're all fired. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.